had throat cancer, and they were concerned, the doctors were concerned about whether or not he was going to make it. And Jim and Connie, well, I don't even know if it wasn't Connie at that time, but he was, Jim was here ministering, and he stood up in the pulpit, and he didn't even know Jack Ernest. And in the midst of the ministry, he just spoke out, "Jack Ernest, you will live and not die." And guess what? Jack Ernest didn't hear that. Well, I think we sent him a tape with it on it later on. So I'm going to ask him to come, and then what we're going to do following that is we're going to hear the Spirit of God and be led by the Spirit of God. If you have a prayer or need healing, you've been wanting to receive your healing, wanting to receive it, not saying, "Well, when it's time, God will do it for me," but wanting to receive it, then you come and you get your healing. You hear what I said? You come and get your healing. Don't come up here just to see if something happens. It's already been taken care of. 2,000 years ago, your healing was provided. So you come and receive your healing. And then while you're here to receive a healing, receive a word from the Lord. And if you're not here, if you're not needing a healing this morning, but you just like a word from the Lord, you can let them know when you get up here. But all of them are going to be up here at the front. And they're going to be sharing as the Lord leads. And I'm just simply feeling like that the Holy Spirit has got to be the one that directs this thing this morning. I'm not going to try to. I'm not going to say, "Well, we're going to do this, and she's going to do this, and they're going to do this, and we're just going to present ourselves to the presence of the Lord and let Him do whatever's necessary this morning." But we're going to begin with this prayer cloth. So if y'all just come and join us up here.
In Jesus' name, we just renounce the spirit of death. Who is this person? Okay. In Jesus' name, we renounce the spirit of death over this person. In Jesus' name, we release the healing power of the Holy Spirit to flow through your body. In Jesus' name, you will live, you will not die, you will fulfill your destiny. In Jesus' name, I renounce cancer, I renounce pain and suffering and everything that's happening within your body. And I command life into the very marrow of your bones, life into the very cells in Jesus' name. All cancer cells are supernaturally gone in Jesus' name, and new cells are recreated. And these cells are super smart cells, and they outsmart any cancer, any sickness, any disease that tries to enter into this body in Jesus' name. And so we speak to your spirit, sister, and we say, by his stripes, you are healed. You are made whole in Jesus' name. And we just activate this healing right now at this very moment. We send the word, and it heals your body. Be healed in Jesus' name.
And sister, the Lord says, even this day, I'm beginning to move in your behalf in such a way that I'm going to demonstrate my goodness to you and my love to you. And even as the enemy has sought to devour and even take out that which I have destined you, I speak and I release new life to you once again, daughter. For you will be one that will run the race with great endurance, and you will touch many for my kingdom and for my glory and for my name's sake. So rise up, woman of God, rise up with all the power and the authority that I have placed within you. Rise up in commission. I commission you even once again this day to be about my business. For this is not a day for you to lay aside and just take things as they come. But God says this is a day that you begin to rise up and decree and to begin to declare even over yourself the goodness of the Lord. For daughter, you will be one that will even begin to touch the hearts and lives of many that I bring alongside of you. Even those that are watching in on what you've had to journey through, the Lord says, know that you're going to be a demonstration of my glory in the land of the living. For you will be one that will even touch nations for my name's sake. And you will be one that will say, come here, and they will come, and go, and they will go. And you will be one that will raise up many daughters for my glory. So know that this is a day and a turning point for you, to know that this is your day, a predestined day for you. Things will not be the same, for there is goodness and greatness ahead of you yet, says God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, put that, just put right there, be fine. Amen. Now, there are some more prayer calls here. If at some time during the service this morning you desire to get one to pass on to somebody else. Amen. Sister Becky's got a microphone right there. So we can catch her and make sure the 227 and then pastor are going good. And, you know, as Sister Connie was prophesying over that and the things that she said and all that God was going to accomplish, you know how long that'd take? That could take one day. All of that could be accomplished in one day. Can a nation be born in a day? You remember that question was asked by the prophet, can a nation be born in a day? And the nation of Israel that exists now was born in a day. It was born in the day that the United Nations says, Israel, you are now recognized as a nation. In one day. It has never happened before or since, to my knowledge, that a declaration was made and a nation was born in a day. And we're going to have some worship music on real low. Let's go ahead and start that so I can get a sound level set on it. We wanted to just continue an atmosphere in here. But we don't want it to be loud enough that it overrides our ministers.
Amen.
It's the monitors that are...
Mm-hmm. That is very good.
Okay, now let me hear you talking.
Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Let me hear you again.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear it?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, it's on.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Am I there? Nah, there we go.
Just turn it around. Leave the prayer cloth on it.